us as we break down the latest news stories and race events from the three biggest divisions in motorsports.
Into the wall, then into the two. The two goes around. The car's going to come out.
The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Will Joey Logano repeat?
It's a drag race. They're sideways. And it's going to be Logano getting the win.
Or will someone else take claim on being the next champion? It's time for the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. And now, here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
What's going on, everybody? Y'all know what it is. It's the 3Y NASCAR Podcast with yours truly, EG3. That is me talking to you guys once again back on the airwaves for this special bonus edition of the podcast. My name is Eddie Greer, the third host of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. We're all about the latest and what is happening between the three divisions and all of NASCAR. We're talking about the Gainer Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the Marsh Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And on this bonus edition this week, I will have my thoughts on the newly improved schedule for next year. The 2020 schedule was released last week. Of course, I had my early thoughts on last week's episode of 3Y NASCAR Podcast. If you have not listened to those, I encourage you to go back, listen to those as well. We're recording this on the very first, and this is not a joke, obviously, because we're live. Well, when this podcast, when Big D uploads his podcast tomorrow night, of course, this will be up. You guys will be listening to this, but this is being recorded right now, April 1st, and this 2019 year seems to be going by pretty fast already. So much to talk about on this bonus edition. Of course, I mentioned him already, Big D in house, inside of EG3 Garage Share. Let's just get down right on into this. And I mentioned this a little bit on the episodes last week on the post-race edition of Martinsville from last week. And I have my early thoughts. And on this bonus edition, I wanted to do a bonus. It's kind of a separate edition of all my thoughts on next year's schedule, which is 2020. My oh my, ladies and gentlemen, I know you've heard this already a bunch since this came out, but overall thoughts of the schedule, I'm pretty pumped up, other than some minor disappointments in there, which obviously I'm going to go through. And if you listen to last week's episode, you kind of know my thoughts already. But yes, the season next year will end a couple weeks earlier than usual. Usually the NASCAR Cup schedule usually ends in the middle of May, just before the week of Thanksgiving. But this is going to end a few weeks earlier than that, but still in the month of November. Obviously, the biggest, we'll just run through this here real quick. Next year, obviously, you got a clash down here to start off. Usual to do is the Daytona 500. There was some talks about that one being moved around, but I'm glad that they kept the Daytona 500 at its original spot. But instead of going to Atlanta next year, we're talking about starting off the West Coast swing and ending it, as usual, at ISM. And then, of course, Atlanta switching spots there with Martinsville. More on Martinsville here momentarily. But Las Vegas, obviously, Auto Club and ISM, and of course Atlanta finally getting a break right there. Of course, we've had so many issues with weather in Atlanta. Of course, you can go back pretty example to really last year, luckily getting that race in last year, then fast forwarding to back a few weeks back with the so-called fog and very cold conditions down south in the old ATL. But Atlanta's going to get a nice break there. Hopefully, get some better weather there. But here's the kicker, and kind of a spoiler if you have not been paying attention to the 2020 schedule of next year. Homestead, after Atlanta, Homestead will not have the championship race there, and I'll get more than that here later on tonight on this bonus edition of the podcast. But Homestead, Miami, so you have three back-to-back mound halves. We include Atlanta, Homestead, and Texas Morrisley, back-to-back-to-back. So that's going to be interesting in itself right there. Three mound half tracks after the West Coast swing right there for you. So definitely a little twist right there, Atlanta. And it's going to feel really weird just to, not to go there for that championship race. Yeah, that's one of my disappointments about the schedule is Homestead getting the boot out from the championship race there. So it's definitely not going to be the same, folks, as we've learned really since, you know, I've been in the sport, or not in the sport, but I've been a fan of the sport, as I correct my vocabulary. Homestead has always been the place where the championship has been decided. And now, beginning when the page turns to 2020, it will not be the same. Obviously, ISM, people are going to be pumped up out there in Arizona, and they should, because there are a lot of passionate fans out there, and they pack that place. It's going to be a different scene out there. I will get into that. The whole playoffs, I haven't even mentioned the playoff picture, really, really shaking the things up a little bit. You, like a lottery pick, if you will, everything being jumbled up in that aspect. We'll talk about that separately tonight here on the bonus edition of Throughout NASCAR Podcast. But yeah, for sure, Homestead to me, it's just not going to be the same, but it is what it is. But we're going to definitely find out, though, after Daytona, even still with the West Coast swing still in play, really, you'll find out after Bristol, which comes out after Texas, who's going to be the normal players of this thing and who's going to have work to do toward next year. But obviously, we still have a lot of racing here in 2019 to go. Obviously, with the new, or I shouldn't say the current racing patch that we have on now, there's been a lot of, you know, opinions about this style of racing that we've seen here early on this year. Of course, the off week, referring back to the 2020 schedule of next year, off week number one comes April 12th, and then you go back on the racetrack to Richmond, Talladega, Dover, and then this one right here, circle it, mark it down, May 9th. We're talking about Mother's Day weekend under the lights at Martinsville Speedway. Woo-hoo-hoo. And I mentioned on the post-race episode of Martinsville last week about mentioning throwing in Denny Hamlin, your recent winner from Texas over the weekend, saying that the track's not ready and to have a night race or whatever. Why you build lights for? Look, I mean, why you build lights for if you're not going to use them? I mean, we see them being used already, though, going back a couple years ago into that frantic finish between Denny Hamlin himself and Chase Elliott there. And Martinsville has seen its share of iconic moments. And again, that's going to be Martinsville's going to be come up in the picture again in the playoff situation. But Martinsville, though, this huge unanalyzed Mother's Day, they're going to get a kick, especially if you're a big time NASCAR fan. That place, I mean, you better start planning right now, because whoo, that's going to be quite some scene. Unanalyzed short track racing, it can't get any better than that Mother's Day weekend. And usually, Kansas or the past few years have gotten the Mother's Day weekend, but they got moved back to the end of the month, which I'm glad. At least, you know, Steve O'Donnell, NASCAR, they did a fine job of honoring those contracts there. So Kansas getting moved back to the end of the month there. Martinsville, the second weekend, underlies, of course, All-Star Weekend. You're 2 weeks there. And, of course, the Coke 600. And I just mentioned Kansas on the back end. So yours, like, truly goes out there at Kansas Speedway, the mile and a half track out there in Kansas City. And then in the summer, pretty much, I officially begin summer really after or during All-Star Weekend right there. And then, of course, Michigan, your Sonoma, Chicagoland. And then you circle this one. How about this? You're talking about a full-time weekend up in the Poconos. Woo! Cup racing back to back. Saturday and Sunday, two points races on the same weekend. Wow. And you're talking about, also I've been listening to a few, obviously a few podcasts that they've mentioned that you're going to be probably seeing when 2021 comes around. So you're probably going to see a little bit more in this. There's been talks about midweek racing, which I don't know. I mean, I don't know how I still feel about that whole situation. That's another conversation I can have for another time. We're talking about next year, but Pocono Raceway, Saturday Cup race, Sunday Cup race. Wow. How are they going to do it? You know, how's the format going to shake up? And, you know, I was listening to the Swapcast of the MOATF and the PETM podcast earlier today during work, and David mentioned the fact that we could possibly see a sweep to say the same winner in the same weekend. But how about this, though? Not to pile on in here, the same organization, but you got two different winners. But yeah, definitely that drew an ire to me. Eyebrows when David mentioned that, because you could have the same winner sweep. I mean, yeah, you get Kyle Busch, I mean, being denied twice, but in the same weekend, but you're talking about the same winner. How are you gonna bring your race cars? Are you gonna use the same race car, or are you gonna go prepare for a different car? All this strategy, and how are you gonna prepare for that weekend? That's gonna be insane, but at the same time very exciting, especially getting crowds up there at the Poconos up there. They had some good turnouts, and that's a really good treat that's perfect for the awesome NASCAR fan out there. You're getting the whole shebang. You're not getting just one cup race, you're getting two of them. And I mean, I don't know how that's going to shake out with the Xfinity and trucks, obviously, they in that equation, but wow. I mean, Pocono Raceway, you got back-to-back days of cup racing right there. And what if you crash out there? So definitely there's, I mean, yeah, you still have your backup car, but wow, that is going to be some scene up in the Poconos. You're talking about June 27th and the 28th, back-to-back cup races. And then here's the kicker right here. The other change in the regular season, Daytona loses its July 4th tradition to Indianapolis. I don't like it one bit. For one, obviously, because turnouts have been crappy, to say the least, and that's putting it very nicely in my terms. You're listening to the 3Wire NASCAR podcast bonus edition this week, expanding my thoughts on a 2020 schedule. You're looking at this way. All right, Indianapolis hasn't produced the best racing in probably the last few years, really. So ever since that tire episode, it has not put on the best show. Let's just be honest there. And obviously, yeah, Daytona being put to the regular season finale and all that's going to excitement's going to bring a lot of attention and things like that. So, I mean, it is what it is. Indianapolis, yeah, they have the rich tradition, but July 4th, the Independence tradition, I mean, that's going to be interesting of itself there. I mean, they've tried to hype that race up. I see it's a regular finale, and it hasn't really succeeded there. In my opinion, Kentucky and New Hampshire follows that. And, of course, next year, you got the Olympics coming to NBC, obviously, which now the Cup is going to have 2 weeks off, and I'm pretty sure, you know, I might be forecasting a little bit. I'm not sure, but Xfinity and Truck, obviously Truck, you know, we're not going to see them for another month here in the current state of mind here. We're going to be seeing them, the next time we see them on track is at Dover in another month here. At least on the Cup side of things, we won't be seeing these guys for 2 weeks. That's going to be really key helpful for those guys, spend time with their families and get ready for the huge stretch run. And then we're going to be enjoying some Olympics. I'm excited for the 2020 Olympics, so that's going to be good, not to focus on racing for those weeks right there. In the final stretch of the regular season, Michigan, Watkins Glen in August, Dover loses their playoff race, and I mentioned Daytona, the regular season finale. Oh, bleep, bleep. You better have already been locked yourself in, because this is going to be crazy. I mean, all the big wrecks, taking big contenders out, and this is going to really shake things up, especially, you get a wild card winner who's not a part of that top 16. Woo! Going to be some scene in Daytona, though. But I tell you what, though, I mean, as much as I do not like Daytona to lose their July 4th, their Independence Weekend, folks, this is just elevates it to another level. Really, three times the level, if you ask me. Everything that's on the line, you got playoff positions on the line, especially you're not locked in. Points, as there already are, because if you're a part of that, around hanging around that cutoff, you're part of the one of those wrecks, your season could end. Your potential of being in the playoffs could end on one wreck. That's going to be some scene down there next year in Daytona. So you got Daytona to kick it off in the front end of the regular season, and then how about that? Ending the regular season in Daytona. You're listening to the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. Big D, you're just shaking the head. This is going to be insane for next year. And now, we're in the portion that we're going to be talking about this playoffs. Wow. You're talking about a whole completely blow up of the playoff schedule, which this is going to be crazy. And the whole balance of the 2020 playoffs is going to begin with this. You're talking about the season ending earlier, but you're keeping one of the iconic races on NASCAR schedule, Darlington, Labor Day weekend, kicking off the playoffs, all caps, the playoffs, Darlington Raceway. And you know that track's going to be packed. What a scene that's going to be. You're keeping that date there, but instead of your original late regular season races, it's going to be the playoff opener, Darlington. And who's the big winner in all this? NBC. Hell yeah. I'm sure they were ecstatic, all of them. And yeah, they have the best coverage in all of NASCAR, hands down. And there's been a lot of, obviously, you know, Fox, they do their thing, but NBC is definitely better, and they come out the big winners in all of this, because the playoffs, that's going to be insane. Then you have Richmond Raceway stays in the round one, round of 16 in the playoffs, and then your very first cutoff race, is going to be I had to take a drink of water right there. My throat is about to explode. But Bristol is about to explode. They get the night race. And, you know, with all the talk about the economy and things like this, Bristol, the first cutoff race of the playoffs next year, that is going to be some scene. Under the lights, short track, beating, beating. It can't get any better than this. And then you got the round of 12. Off, Las Vegas is still in the playoffs, but moves to the round of 12 opener. Talladega is still in there. And then, not only that, though, you got two wild card races in here. Talladega, and then their second cutoff race, the Roval Charlotte. And like I said in the post-race reaction last week, this is going to be in. All right, we saw what happened last year, obviously. It's going to be insane part two. So you got that. Kansas still in the playoffs. Moves to the round of eight. What I call the Elite Eight. That's going to be good. So Kansas at least keeps both of their races right there. Texas, 2 mile and a half to try to get into the championship four. And then, of course, Martinsville. Oh, Martinsville is another big winner in all this. Two under lights and Martinsville, instead of ISM, will get a chance to decide who finalizes the right for a couple of drivers to be in the Championship 4 race, which I'll get already kind of revealed it already at ISM Raceway. That is going to be one. Those are going to be back-to-back hell of some races right there. Talking about the round of 8 finale, which decides the Championship 4, which is going to be in Arizona. And I'm like Logano, like he talked about a race hub last week about moving the championship races like the Super Bowl, moves their locations. Yeah, I'm all for that. So, but hey, ISM Raceway, well deserved an opportunity. And, you know, now we've heard it, these discussions, and I put myself included in this discussion of the whole Kyle Larson factor of Kyle Larson. We know he's good on the high side, whatnot. And if he ever gets through the round, makes it through the rounds, gets the championship four, he's going to be the favorite. Well, Kyle Larson, you're not going to be the favorite. I ISM, scratch you off. And the common driver in this, guess who, folks? Big D, guess who it is? Yeah, you got four fingers up in the air. That's right, y'all know what they're talking about. Kevin Harvick. And yeah, you throw Kyle Busch in here, have an argument in here as well. But yeah, Harvick. You know, even though he was not the same Harvick that we've seen at ISM, especially going back a couple weeks ago, he was not that dominant Harvick that we've seen at that place. He can still put it down when it means most. So, yeah, Harvick is another winner. And it's also throw Kyle Busch in there. They've had success out there, a recent success at ISM. You might throw in a couple other drivers in there also who's had some recent success at that Pacific track. Only, however, though, if you can get through those rounds, especially when you look at the cutoff races, Bristol, the Roval, and Martinsville, that really is going to spice things up come the final four race at ISM race with a finale to set off who's going to be the champion. And I mean, I talked about earlier in this episode tonight, guys, about being weird seeing Homestead not being part of the championship. Or it's going to be, I mean, the scene is going to be ecstatic over there. What a scene it's going to be in Arizona. I mean, that place, they turn out very good. It's going to be packed to the walls over there. And just seeing how that's going to be, it's going to settle. I wonder what time it's going to be. Will it be settled under the lights, or will it start in the daytime and then that's going to be, it's just going to be something right there. So that's a kind of a full field look, rundown of next year's schedule. And of course, there's been talks, of course, adding some different tracks to the schedule. Yes, you still don't have your balance of, you know, you still have your one road course in the plus. I was looking at seeing at least a one more thrown in there, but hey. When you look at it, you still have your plate track, your road course, and then when you look at it here, down here, Texas, Kansas, Las Vegas, that's three. You really, Darlington can play a half of equation here. It's not exactly a mile and a half, but over a mile, if you will. So that's kind of, we'll just throw them in that mile and a half category. Four, then you have Richmond, Bristol, Martinsville, and ISM. So four short tracks, four intermediate-ish tracks. When you're throwing Darlington in there, you should have your plate track in Talladega still. And you got your old course, the unpredictability of the Roval. So, guys, it's going to be super good. But this is much needed. NASCAR hit this one out of the ballpark. Big D, when you talk about, you know, you mix it up a little bit. You're going to the same racetracks every year. You're getting stale a little bit. And, you know, you got to have some flair. You got to have something to get fired up for. Well, when you look, the playoffs really stand out to me in all of this. When I look at it, playoffs, number one, everything has just got interesting. Now you don't have Kyle Larson, the guarantee of Kyle Larson getting there and winning the championship. Obviously, he has his own issues right now in the current state of mind. But Harvick's got to be looking at this, looking at his chops down here and a couple other drivers. But the unpredictability, you know, the second thing I'm looking at here, the Daytona capping, starting off and capping the regular season of the Daytona 500, and you got to come back for the regular season finale. That, going to be something there. And number three, to me, is obviously down here, to probably you guys surprised, I'm going to pick Pocono. Woo! Back-to-back cup days. So that's going to be exciting for those guys up there, up north, northeast in the Poconos, to see this cup, guys. You're going to get a treat Saturday and Sunday instead of a 6 weeks break in between the two. We're still going to see that, obviously. We're still in a 19 campaign currently, going to Bristol this weekend. But, hey, anything can happen, especially in that time frame. So, wonder how that's going to get worked out. That's, look, folks, at the 2020 breakdown, the shakeup happened, needed to happen, and home run for the NASCAR. Kudos to Steve O'Donnell and company for making the changes that were necessary and pleasing the fans overall. I like it, other than a couple of minor disappointments in there. But other than that, I really, really like where this is headed here. And I don't like to look too far in the kaleidoscope here, but I wonder how 2021, if we all get there, will look like. But at least from next year's standpoint, we know the schedule already for next year, and everybody here on the Podcast Central and the Family and NASCAR podcast, everybody's pumped up for it, and we can't wait to get there. But we got unfinished business. We're far from being finished here in 2019. You can follow me on Twitter at EG3_FastEddie on Twitter. And you can find a Throughout NASCAR podcast wherever you get your podcast. Y'all know what it is. Audio Boom, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes. Please leave us a rating if you wish. That would be helpful, though. And if you want to, for maybe a minute or two, leave us a review as well. We do that purposely, well, not on purpose, but to see what we can learn from you guys out there, the current listeners of the Throughout NASCAR podcast. And we obviously love to get better, and we can't do it without you guys. So we appreciate you guys who listen to the Throughout NASCAR podcast. And if you are new to the podcast, thank you for listening, and please get the word out to everyone else, the Throughout NASCAR podcast. We do it live from the middle of the U.S., Manhattan, Kansas. Y'all know what it is. You do not want to miss a moment. Join the three wide movement, E with EG3. Y'all know what it is. And before we go here tonight on this bonus edition, everything is finalized, but of course, we are coming up on episode 100, ladies and gentlemen, already. Since it changed to the Three Wide NASCAR podcast. But I got a special announcement to make. I'll save that for next week's post-race reaction of Bristol. Everything's been finalized. I cannot wait to announce this. So I'm going to leave it at that. Episode 100 is going to be big. Huge announcement next week on the podcast. Can't wait for that. Big D, let's break it down. Ladies and gentlemen, you have listened to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. That's a wrap on this bonus edition 2020 schedule style unfinished business here in 2019. Thank you, Big D, for coming over and hanging out with me for a half hour. I'm Eddie Greer III, 2020. Lord willing, if we get there, holy cow, it's going to be something. EG3, Big D, y'all know what it is. We out.
Thanks for listening to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you get your podcasts. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We'll see you next time going 3Wide.